Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Hey, we are all betrothed in here. Do you guys sleep consistently on the same side of the bed? Or
yes.
do you and your partners switch sides?
So far, after 1 year of marriage, we're doing the same thing.
What side do you sleep on?
If you're facing the bed, the right side.
You sleep on the right? Okay, if I'm facing the bed, I sleep on the right side. Caitlin?
If I'm facing the bed, I sleep on the left side.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. There's a Twitter thread right now that's gone viral about a couple who doesn't sleep on the same side of the bed every night because they just switch it up randomly, and everybody in the Twitter sphere is losing their mind. Because I think the majority of couples actually stay on the same side of the bed, not even knowingly. I think if I slept on the other side of the bed, it would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, maybe. Like when you go to a hotel room, for example, or stay at someone's house.
Even there, same side of the bed. I'm always on the right side.
Yeah, no. Have I changed? Sometimes I need to be near the window. Like if a window can open, I'll say to Jim, can I sleep on this side because I want to be near the air? And he'll say, yeah, no problem. But that's the only time. Usually, if I'm facing the bed, yeah, it's the right side.
So this couple just so happened to reveal that they only have one nightstand. And they both put their phones on it. So they switch sides of the bed that they sleep on so that each of them can equally access the phone, their phone, at different times.
They must live in a small condo.
During the week.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. But that, when I think about it, are there any couples listening right now to the show that switch it up? Because I think like nobody switches it up. I think everybody pretty much stays consistent on the same side of the bed.
There's something about routine, yeah.
I think I'd have a weird sleep if I slept on the left side of the bed, actually. I think it would completely mess me up.
No, you could, but you know what? Try it though sometime just for fun this weekend. Like you're staying at someone's cottage or whatever. Just switch it up and see how you feel.
So my husband and I have inadvertently, like we've gotten into a bed in a new place or a new hotel, and we've discovered within a few minutes of being there, we're looking at each other and we're like, something's off.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, you're on my side. And we switch. And now anywhere we go to our side of the bed, no matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Well, sometimes routine is good.
Yeah.
Do you find one side of your cheek on your face is a little flatter than the other? Because that happens.
It does. Yeah.
It does.
I move around so much. I'm such a light sleeper. And I move around so much while I sleep that I don't really get that. Because I'm always rotating.
You know, it's really interesting because I've been single for so long. I would sleep in the middle of the bed like starfish.
Sprawled out.
Yeah. So I've really smacked him a good couple of times, not really knowingly. But when we made that decision on what side, I thought, you know what, I should stay on the side that I'm most of my body's on. But that's right.
Most of my body.
When you're looking at it, though, right, you got to think, well, you know all children sleep and make an H in the bed,
right? Oh, my gosh, are you kidding me?
You know, it's you two, and then Kofi makes an H.
My little boy, when he gets in the bed, he does like a full 360 in the bed during the entire night.
Sure. Yeah.
I end up with foot and mouth syndrome. His foot in my mouth.
Yeah. Earlier, we were talking about things you overpaid for.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, you wouldn't care if you had $10,000.
Nope.
So you don't care about your $22 cherries there, Miss Caitlin Green, that you bought, that you said, okay, I'll buy them and I'll just...
These cherries will haunt me.
There are things that we pay way too much money for, and right when you buy it, you're like, what did I just do?
Yeah.
This is what happened to Iggy Azalea the other day. She was at a Vegas hotel, and she ordered a grilled cheese. Grilled cheese comes to her room.
Yeah.
She gets the bill, $64. And an extra $10 for the silverware.
I can't believe the silverware part. I told you that earlier, but I mean, first of all, the sandwich is really expensive. And so we all start talking about things we overpaid for. And I'm telling you, the world has checked in with us to say, yeah, there's so much we paid for. And the problem is it just Canadian, Jamar, or not?
Absolutely not.
Tell me, when you get up to the cashier like Caitlin did, you're like, there's no turning back.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like, you think, okay, dummy, did you not check the price on that?
There's the shame, Marilyn, in feeling like you're the broke person at the cash register.
Yeah.
When really, no one in their right mind really wants to pay that price for it anyway, so there's no shame in walking away. Yeah. But for some reason, we swipe the card anyway and go, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Happens at nightclubs, happens at some of your finer restaurants, and even clothing retailers. You pay way too much money for things that shouldn't be that expensive.
So we have Isabel on the phone. What did you overpay for, Isabel?
So I was at the One of a Kind show, and I saw a very nice blouse that I really liked. And I tried it, and it was beautiful, and it fit me. And I had in my mind, like, okay, it's one of a kind, so it's probably a little more expensive, like maybe $100. So I hand him my card, he puts it in the machine, and then turns the machine to me, and it's over $300.
How did you get, how did that happen?
I didn't ask for the price before I said I was buying it.
Wow.
Did you buy it anyway?
Of course she did.
Well, I was really embarrassed.
Of course she did. That's what I said.
Oh, my God.
She did.
This is a lot of money. But, yeah, I bought it anyway. And, yes, I love this blouse. It's beautiful. I probably don't wear it nearly as much as I should.
Okay.
During the price that I pay.
So funny.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, Isabel. Wear it at least twice a month and amortize it. Because if you just save it, you know, you might as well shadow box it and put it up on the wall. So just wear it, honey.
It's a collectible.
Wear it. Yeah, wear it. It's not a jersey, a retired jersey, right?
It's the most expensive piece of clothing I own. I didn't even pay that much for my wedding dress.
Oh,
all right,
my
so
goodness.
Here's the deal. Tomorrow, you get a nice, a funky pair of jeans on, some running shoes, and wear that blouse, and you are in it.
And maybe I'll send you a picture.
Yes. Oh, that'd even be better. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Hey, guys, here's one I'm really ashamed of to even reveal this, but I'll share it with you anyway. I bought a shirt, like a pullover hoodie, but it's not just any hoodie. It's kind of like really, I don't want to say sparkly, but it's kind of shimmery. Has like really metallic.
Metallic threads
look.
In it.
It almost looks like a disco ball, just to be completely honest.
Wow, that's more than one thread.
I went to this boutique here in Toronto, and I saw this thing. I tried it on in the mirror, and I was like, man, this thing looks fresh. I was like, if I go to a club and I'm DJing, I said, this would look really hot. I even took a picture of myself in it and sent it to Caitlin. And Caitlin sent me back a response like, wow, Jamar, you could really wear this one weekend when you're out playing or something. I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to buy it. Price tag, I'm not even going to tell you how much it cost. It was super expensive. And I am ashamed to say, I don't have the guts to wear it.
Why? It's for your work. You can write it off. It's for DJ work. I want to see it.
You ever buy something and after you bring it home, you just even though you bought it, you just don't have the guts to wear it.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
This has happened to you before?
Okay. Well, is it guts or is it just like I'm going to think about you now that I bought you. I have to get a relationship with you and see how I feel about you and see if my body's where I want it to be because there's a price tag on a dress that I have at home.
Yeah,
and I bought it like 5 months ago. What is that?
We spoke this week about having a uniform, and I definitely have the clothes that I fall into the trap of wearing over and over again.
Yes.
So sometimes when I think I air quotes should stray away from that. That's when I buy something that I don't have the guts to wear. Yeah. Maybe it's a little too short. Maybe it's a little too low cut or the heels are too high. Either way, it winds up sitting in my closet with the tags
on
it.
That's right. It's not part of my uniform. Good point.
This ever happened to you guys? Call us at 416-870-1045 or text 104536. Is there an item of clothing that you bought, but even though you took it home, you just don't have the guts to wear it yet? If you look into your closet right now, I guarantee there's one item of clothing that you bought, but for some reason you just don't have the guts to wear it. For whatever reason, it happens. It might not even be just clothing. Like a texter just said, I've been a sneakerhead since I was like 10 and now I'm 43. He goes on to say, I feel self-conscious where I wear Jordans in public because of what my peers and hipsters are saying about the old guy wearing the Jordans. Colin, wear your Jordans, bro. That's Colin in Etobicoke.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. I haven't brought myself to wear this disco ball hoodie yet.
Uh-huh.
I feel like people go like, bro, I'm blind when you put on your hoodie. But it looked good when I tried it on. But I don't even have the guts to wear it yet.
I think in a club setting and stuff like that, it won't even matter.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Yeah.
But every time I put it on, I talk myself out of it. We have Erin on the line.
Yeah.
It's the red dress, isn't it, Erin?
It is.
How long have you had this dress?
I've had it no less than, I think, 10 months. I bought it just before last summer.
Uh-huh. And what is it about the dress?
It's red. And, I mean, it's a decent dress. It's from The Gap, so relatively mainstream.
Right.
Yeah.
Almost like a sheath dress.
Yeah. Gap is pretty not risque.
Right.
I know, but every time I put it on, and I'm now 20 minutes late leaving for work to drop my kid off at camp. I'm standing in front of the mirror. I'm like, I can't wear the red dress.
Why? Why can't you wear the red dress?
Well, it's... it's red and I've got blonde hair and I'm standing here thinking this is going to stick out
right.
like a
She doesn't want to go to work looking like Marilyn Monroe, basically. Yeah.
But is it like a shirt dress? Is it like a, what is it?
It's almost like a sheath dress, relatively small V-neck just above the knee. So like any other color, totally fine. But
today's the day. You put that back on, Missy. You get in the car and you wear it and you just wear it well. I'm telling you, reds, blondes, fantastic.
And anybody else listening to the show this morning is going to point me out on the subway.
Exactly. You're the red dress blonde hairway lady. Right.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I get it.
Does it fit okay?
It fits great.
Well, that's all right. So it's red. So what? Big deal.
Yeah.
You can do it. It's Caravana Weekend. Come on.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. Let's see it. And you have to send us a picture.
Will do.
All right. We're saying yes to the dress.
Yes to the red dress. Woo! Thanks, guys.
What's not happening in Toronto this weekend? So many things going on.
You got so much going on your own.
Yeah. I'm going to be all over the place. But, you know.
What are you going to be doing?
I enjoy it. Starting tonight, actually. Yeah. I'm going to be over at the Harborfront for the Island Soul Festival. Big up my man, DJ Power, and the rest of the folks coming out there. We are going to have a big festival on the water with music, food, entertainment. Special guests will be soca singer Nyla Blackman and Afrobeat performer Afro B will be there. So I'll be there tonight. Then tomorrow, I'm going to be on the Carnival Nation's float for Carnival for Caravana. I'm going to be one of the DJs. There's a long lineup of DJs there.
Sure. When does that start, that parade?
Well, I'm going to be out there from about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
When does the parade actually really start?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
The weather forecast is fantastic for tomorrow.
Beautiful.
So
that's awesome.
So great.
That's awesome.
So
and we're actually going to be first. Our truck is going to be first in the parade, actually.
Well, I can't wait to see some footage from that. I'm not going to be around, but that's going to be cool.
It's going to be a movie. People are already in town for that. But tons of other things going on this weekend, too, right?
Yeah, there's Rib Fest happening in Scarborough. There's Toronto's Food Trek Festival. Mm. We also found out Marilyn did some sleuthing today.
Mm-hmm. I certainly did.
We have two celebrities here in the city right now, real A-listers filming some projects.
Yeah, for FX, the series. It's about women from the past that have, whether you like them or not, there were strong women in their field. And we got Kate Blanchett in town, as well as Rose Burns.
Yeah. Okay. The interesting thing was, I don't know if you guys remember, but a few weeks ago, maybe even last month, I was talking about going to a drag brunch.
Right.
So it's a drag show and a brunch combination, and it happens every Sunday at the Gladstone Hotel. So my friends with the queen who was there, the drag queen who was there, her name's Miss Mosu. Mm. She's fabulous, the most fun time. And I follow her on Instagram. And the other day I saw a photo of her posing with Kate Blanchett. But I didn't know she was in town filming.
You didn't realize that we're here doing that, huh?
And I honestly thought it might have been an impersonator. Because sometimes...
Really, she thought it was an impersonator.
I didn't think it was really Kate Blanchett. Just because I didn't know she was here, I was like, oh, Kate Blanchett's probably summering in the south of France right now.
Yeah.
And she was at the Gladstone Hotel for drag brunch.
I mean, listen, for a lot of people, Toronto feels like south of France. I mean... Yeah. You may not think so, but I mean, this is it's a great location, and it's the talk of everywhere right now.
Yeah.
Everyone is talking about Toronto right now.
So when you least expect it, if you do a double take, and especially with the TIFF coming in, even more so. But when you see those big trailers and those orange cones on the side of the road in the weirdest places, that's because they're shooting something. And right now, there's a lot of production happening, but that one is a special one. It's a great series.
It's so Canadian of me to see it and just think it's not the actual celebrity here.
She can't
but
be.
But it was.
It can't be. Yep, that's the one.
All right. So good weekend for
great
sure.
Great weekend. Yeah. And Belt happening, of course, also. And OVO Fest, which we will have tickets for you. 8:15, both Sunday and Monday shows. Very, very pricey ticket. Don't miss out on that if you're trying to get over there. The couple that once were, but never were.
Oh,
I know.
Sad.
I know. I wanted that to happen so bad. Well, not really. Once I found that was out of the question.
Yeah, right.
Then I wanted
you can have her.
Okay, so.
All right, here we go.
In any case, let's go. We have a pair of tickets. No, two pairs of tickets for the OVO Fest. It is time to get you in there. We're playing the pyramid game. This is a very, very simple game, but not an easy game. You have to get the seventh question right. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go through six questions. You got to get to the seventh. If you get the seventh right, you get the tickets.
Yeah, two tickets for Sunday, two tickets for Monday.
Nice. Our first player is who? Who we got?
Luke.
This
Hello.
Is Luke, yeah.
How
Hello.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Really good. Are you ready to play? You got your radio turned down a little bit so you can hear me loud and clearly?
Turn it down?
Turn it down, yes.
No okay. radio on, not at all, yeah. right?
Then
so we'll ask you the question. If you miss any answers, we move on to the next person. You want to get to the seventh question.
Okay.
Honor system, by the way, no Googling.
Okay.
All right.
And you okay?
Yeah,
and the topic is?
Yeah, the topic is Drake.
Yeah.
These are Drake questions. All right, Marilyn, why don't you start us off, please?
All right, here we go. Luke, what Toronto landmark does Drake sit on for his Views album cover?
The CN Tower.
Number two, which pop star and regular collaborator has Drake been linked to in the past romantically?
Rihanna.
Number three, speaking of Rihanna, which of her ex-boyfriends did Drake have a beef with?
Meek Mill.
Okay, thank you, Luke. Thank you. Have a great day. We have to go to the next caller, and the next name is...
Natasha.
Natasha. Here we go, Natasha. Okay, speaking of Rihanna, which of her ex-boyfriends did Drake have a beef with?
Chris Brown.
Wow. Number four for you. Drake is the global ambassador for which professional sporting team?
The Raptors.
Here we go. What is the name? Number five. What is the name of Drake's whiskey brand?
Oh.
All right, three, two, one. Next person. Who do we have on the line?
Alessia.
Alessia, what is the name of Drake's whiskey brand?
Virginia Black.
Okay, Alessia, question six. What's Drake's legal name?
Aubrey.
Aubrey what? Three, two, one. Okay, we got to go to the next caller. All right, what's your name?
Hold on, we got Aruna.
Aruna, what's Drake's legal name?
Aubrey Graham.
You got it. Now we're going to move on to our seventh and final question.
Wow.
What's your name again?
Aruna.
Aruna, if you answer this question correctly, you will win two tickets to Sunday and two tickets to Monday's OVO. Are you ready, Aruna?
I'm ready.
Okay. Question seven. OVO Fest tickets are today's Pyramid Game prize. What does OVO stand for?
October's very own.
You have
Boom.
Fun! Aruna!
Thank you!
You get two tickets for Sunday, two tickets for Monday.
October's very own for the win. The
yeah.
tickets are your very own, Aruna. Congratulations!
Thank you!
Wow.
That was a hard-fought Drake battle.
I mean, it's worth it, though, because the tickets are so expensive. Aruna, have you tried to buy OVO Fest tickets?
I haven't tried, but I've tried to win them from you.
There it is. Paid off.
Hey,
good stuff.
Listen, have a great time. Are you going to pick two different people for Sunday night, like one for Monday night? What are you going to do?
I'm probably taking my boyfriend for both.
Okay, well, listen, have a great time. Thanks for listening to Chum. Please do not leave the phone. We got to get all your info so we get those tickets to you today, all right?
Okay.
Thanks for listening to Chum. How about that?
That's great, but I'm still giving her the side eye. Probably my boyfriend?
Yeah.
Probably?
Yeah, just so you know, everybody, the answers have to be complete in Pyramid Game.
They do.
Just
they
so
do.
You know, they have to
all
be.
Right.
Wow, that was a workout.
Shout out to Aruna's boyfriend. What's going on over there?
You owe her big.
Anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.